And from Dushanbe, Tajikistan, we're joined by NPR's Ivan Watson. Ivan, what are you hearing from the Northern Alliance, the Afghan faction which is opposed to the Taliban, and what are they saying about today's airstrikes?
Well, just hours before the attacks began, I spoke with a top Northern Alliance official, and he said that the U.S. would launch airstrikes soon, were his words, and his prediction was correct. The airstrikes have come. He says that the Northern Alliance would simultaneously launch ground attacks with its ground forces in conjunction with the U.S. strikes. He also predicted an uprising on the part of the Afghan people to overthrow the Taliban. There was another interesting thing he talked about. This was the forming of a national council with Afghans in exile. Their job would be to set up an interim government and to elect a national leader. He says that that national council will be in place working in Afghanistan within 2 weeks.
Have you seen any evidence? Of course, it's night still, and presumably they wouldn't go out in the middle of the night, but any evidence that the Northern Alliance is preparing to launch ground attacks? Is there a big offensive expected?
Well, the Russians have about 20,000 troops, many of them deployed along Tajikistan's southern border with Afghanistan. They monitor this civil war between the Taliban and the Northern Alliance quite closely, because they've allied themselves with the Northern Alliance. They've been providing them with weapons for years, and they say there were not any big changes in the battlefronts leading up to these attacks. However, we're getting reports from Russian television and Russian wire services that the Taliban was sending some heavy artillery, particularly to the Uzbek border, the border of Uzbekistan, that's next to Tajikistan, in response to Uzbekistan's their announcement that they would allow the U.S. to use air bases and airspaces to attack Taliban in Afghanistan.
The Northern Alliance's morale has been generally buoyed since the U.S. started talking to them and other countries. Have you had what you might call an emotional reaction from fighters there?
Well, I think folks have been very optimistic. The foreign minister, who's pretty much kind of the political leader and spokesman or the most vocal spokesman of the Northern Alliance.
This is Abdullah.
Dushanbe a week ago.
Mm-hmm. So,
yes, this is Dr. Abdullah. He was speaking a week ago here in Dushanbe, and he was joking about the new help that he was getting from Russia and saying that things are very good, hint, hint, and basically saying that there would be some big moves very, very soon and that we should all watch closely. So there is the sense that these guys are enjoying the moment or hoping to capitalize on it. That's why we have to also look closely and make sure that we don't get too caught up in their excitement. The Northern Alliance has been losing this war against the Taliban for the past 4 years. They've been pushed back into the mountains. They only control 10% of this country, Afghanistan, and we have to take what they're saying with a grain of salt.
Okay. NPR's Ivan Watson in Dushanbe, Tajikistan, thank you very much for speaking with us.